Toxic Tangents Podcast.
Well, welcome back to the Toxic Tangents Podcast. Who we got in here?
Sky. Hey, y'all.
It's your boy JoJo with Conversations Elevated.
Hola, it's Lola.
You can't see her, but she is here for all the video listeners. First of all, Jaden Smith, what's up with this guy?
Man, that shit crazy.
I mean, niggas kind of knew, you know, he was a little bit freer with his sexuality and stuff.
I mean, but Justin Bieber, though, they got him in 4K.
And you're married?
Right. Tweaking.
I don't know. That's not how me and my homies, like.
Yeah, that's not.
Say what up to each other. They were straight on, like, grinding a little bit. And
I ain't never seen that in my life.
They said, twin, where have you been?
And that's crazy because they talk about that shit. I hear stories and shit.
They do. Yeah.
And I hear about stories about shit like that, but I own my life.
I mean, well, you kind of, you know, Justin Bieber, you know, he was at a Diddy party, you know.
Yeah. They be like, if you want to least, you know, expect. So I'm like, dang, do I need to start looking at niggas different?
Kind of side eye, like.
I ain't never looked at Justin Bieber like that till I see the video. So I'm like, dang.
I ain't gonna lie to you, he has issues. You know, he battled with issues that they got him at a young age. So you already know 17. They probably manipulated that boy mind when he was young, and manipulated his booty too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It's the industry, bro. They take advantage. Like, no cap. Like, y'all gotta, they better do their research on that shit. That shit real life, bro. When them young like that and the parents just allow them kids to just go freely because they got money, they allow their kids to go to the Wonder Wonderland and shit at Michael Jackson's cribs and shit like that.
Well, that was different. You don't think them kids got touched at Wonderland?
I think all these kids getting touched, bro. I just don't trust these niggas.
Had a documentary about the Nickelodeon.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So we talked about that a couple episodes back. That was wild.
That's crazy.
Do you know I will kill Disney? I will go
God
to jail.
God damn it, Disney.
So you wouldn't send your kids to, Flavor
bro.
Camp?
No, fuck cow, no. Bro.
What kind of flavors y'all got over there?
All the flavors of the whole rainbow.
Why my kid gotta go?
That's crazy.
Smiling in my mug shot.
Cause that's your ticket. That's your ticket to stardom, to fame. You know what I mean?
With that shit,
you make that money.
Risking my child shit. For no type of money.
Hell no, not my kid. Not
man,
my
fuck them kids. Blood. Get that money.
Hell no.
I'm team fucking kids, but it's a limit.
He's just saying that shit because he ain't got kids. Yet.
I mean, I don't have kids either, but
I mean, fuck, I get your feeling. Yeah. He don't get your feeling.
I don't have kids at all.
Julius, when you get them kids, you're going to know the truth.
Nah, 100%. That was a joke.
I know.
Team fucking kids.
Please save the children.
We love the kids.
No, we really do.
All right, so let's get into this Rick Ross beef.
What is going on? I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I don't really even know what's going on.
I watch YouTube every night. I be watching that bullshit.
I know. I think they all Tinder.
Yeah.
All of them.
Just tweaking.
You heard his new diss track?
I haven't even listened to Rick Ross in a long ass time. Since Push
Rick
It.
Rick Ross, come on.
I haven't listened to Rick Ross since Dice Pineapples.
Since Push It. Fuck it.
Oh, well, you're not a Rick Ross fan then?
I'm not really.
Oh.
I used to be.
Yeah,
here's a little
before
bit
the
of
pair.
It.
Fish tanks and marble floors living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the
that
mind, tell by my
track.
Watch,
can't
it's a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's. Run
I don't
up
know,
on
I
you
think,
and snatch your chain. Watch you bitches bleed. Feel
I'm not gonna
pain
play the whole thing, but y'all gotta check out the whole thing because he snapped on that, and then you know Drake came with his.
You know Drake got money to put behind that diss track. You know Drake though, all you gotta do is pay the nigga to be like, hey bro, I need you to pay for this motherfucker diss track real quick. And he gonna eat that nigga Ross up.
What you mean pay for a diss track? Like pay a ghostwriter?
Hell yeah. Drake do that. He got money to do that. Shit.
I believe that.
You think niggas ghostwrite Drake's diss track?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
No cap. Shout out to Drake.
You think Drake had a ghostwriter for each and every one of his disses?
Not each and every one, but probably this one in particular.
Man, I'm pretty sure Drake is like, man, I'm pretty sure he like writing that shit. And then he be like, fuck, I don't know what to finish with this shit. I'm finna call Future real quick. Hey, finish this bitch for me. I'm gonna send you $100,000.
Yeah.
Hey, shit, it worked. It's easy. Man, it's filthy money.
That's wild. How you gonna, like, that's what hip-hop is going to. Because, you know, they was mad at Drake for apologizing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a real man. Fuck all what they talking about.
Yeah, fuck the apology. Yeah. Well, not fuck the apology, but fuck what they talking about.
Yeah.
I see both sides, you know? Like, on one side, this is hip-hop beef, like, stand on that shit. But on the other side, you could tell, like, J. Cole, he's not that type of person anyway. And he really is friends with Kendrick and stuff.
Shit, I mean, but what do they be expecting them to do? Like, shoot it out, fight it out?
Yeah, right.
Ain't doing that.
And I think that's why he took it back.
Y'all want a celebrity boxing, man? Like come
for
on,
real.
Now.
Like, actually, you got to write a diss track.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, though.
I mean, instead of, you know, getting
Who you think would win... Drake versus Kendrick, like in a boxing match.
Drake? I got my money on Kendrick.
I'm going to say Kendrick. No cap.
I got my money on Kendrick, too.
Training. He's in the gym. This new Drake, he in the gym. I don't know.
He seemed kind of soft, though, so
I don't know, man. It's
all about breath work, muscle. How fast you are.
How much you drink.
Yeah, that talking shit don't matter when it comes to the ring.
Oh, no, Kendrick. I don't know, man. Kendrick from the hood. I shout out to the niggas from the hood.
For real, Kendrick gonna let it.
Yeah, I feel like he got more passion.
I can only respect the niggas from the hood. I can't respect no niggas that I ain't been experienced to. Like,
he has been experienced. Canada got a hood.
Yeah. Hey, he got a.
He from the six.
Mob ties.
Six.
Yo.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Drake would win anything.
I'm putting my money on Drake. And he a Scorpio.
Crazy.
Let's go.
Crazy.
God damn.
I think he get washed, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kendrick is, like, ducked off. He quiet, man. I don't know.
Eh. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
I'll let you have that, Lola.
I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, none of that shit matter in the gym. Well, you gotta... Drake been working out.
Man, just think about all them niggas that be in the gym.
Nah, he got that fake ab surgery. That's what he got.
Niggas be in the gym and still get knocked the fuck out.
You right.
Facts.
No cap.
Yeah, look, Kendrick might be fighting for his life. You right?
Kendrick.
I mean, Drake.
Ain't nobody scared of Drake though.
You don't know that.
I guess that's what.
You don't know that for real.
Somebody's scared of Drake.
Come on.
Somebody scared of Drake.
You scared of a dude that got a nose job and a what's it called in the little ab surgery?
Yeah. He is mob ties. I give you.
He got liposuction.
He got somebody behind
him. A nigga with liposuction is putting fear in your heart.
Because yeah, he's lighter on his feet now.
Why would you go under the knife?
Yeah, let him know.
He lighter on his feet now.
No bullshit, for real.
Man, you crazy.
Lightweight.
Y'all heard what Scott said, man.
Lightweight.
I don't know. I ain't buying that shit. Hold on. Here's what Rick Ross and Baby Carr had to say.
That bitch pull them cuffs out and cuff me. Like your daddy would. When it's mating season. Oh. Tell that police go pull his. Tell that cop. Pull his cuffs out and cuff me like your daddy would do when it's mating season.
I love her. I think we should vote her for president.
Because it's a sassy Saturday. It's a sassy Saturday, ho. Tell a big baby.
Tell a big baby.
I know a bitch in here watching me. I heard you on my ass, ho.
Okay, so
I like her.
The funny thing behind that, one of the first comments says,
she's always like that.
I mean, you got bent over by a cop. Don't switch up now.
Not too much on my girl.
Damn. She did get bent over by a probation officer. Correctional officer.
She did, but hey,
man, shit.
That's not though.
Correction officers need love, too.
They do, because I'm trying to be a correction officer.
And I ain't going to lie to you, like, shit. Yeah.
Oh, so you would fuck a correction officer, then?
I sure would. If I was in the penitentiary, I sure would. And I'm doing life. Ain't no dick around. Duh.
Hell yeah, I'm fucking the shit out of my feet.
I'm finna knock them boots.
I need a phone. I need some shit in here, so I gotta figure it out.
Hey, just think about it, Julius. If you was in jail, you in prison serving life. Now, check this out. You in jail serving life.
No,
and you know goddamn well it's nothing but niggas in that bitch, bro.
And you're not gonna go gay.
You ain't gonna go gay.
I heard they be fucking.
And you ain't gonna. And look, and I'm gonna be 100 with you, just man to man, bro. We ain't finna be beating our dick all the time like that. That shit just ain't mentally there.
You can't just get closer.
You got niggas in the other room that's a whole bunch of niggas. Like, you just can't get your mind right. And you see this fine ass guard. Well, she got a fat ass, and she wink, and she look at you a little extra.
You ain't been a bitch in 3 years.
What? I'm finna beat that pussy down.
Okay, so you can't get closer to God and just, you know, just be spiritual. Spiritual. Yeah, basically.
Even the spiritual people need. I would say pussy, but I mean.
That's why they got Christian Mingle.
I mean. Yeah. I don't know how that works, bro.
You could become a priest in prison.
But guess what? They gonna still be dry as fuck, like the Arizona River, nigga. Like, no cow. They gonna be dry. Like, life. We talking life.
I know. That's why you gotta turn your life around.
I am turning my life around.
From this life of celibacy.
I'm finna turn around and get hit from the back. I'm turning it around. That's turning my life around.
Name one person who is happy as hell celibate.
Please. Right. I'll wait.
They depressed like a motherfucker.
I'll wait.
Like,
okay. All right, so let's talk about this. So you don't believe these women who say that they're celibate and they're happy and all that shit? Like, no, I'm nigga free. And
they be lying, man. They really ain't happy being nigga free. They need some dick in their life. They need some comfort.
I try celibacy.
Are we men telling women what they want?
I try celibacy.
Yeah, let's be 100.
I feel like, look,
it was made like that.
They are celibate for a reason, but the want is always there.
I try to be celibate.
Right.
The want is always there.
It's natural.
I tried to be celibate. I lasted 2 days.
She gonna be celibate. I'm gonna have her ass on camera saying.
I lasted 2 days.
Okay, so what's the longest streak that you went without sex?
Without sex? Like 4 months.
I went a year.
That's not crazy.
And that's because.
You went a year.
I went a year because I was locked up. No cap.
I was going to say that's because the police took my little boo thing.
See, police will take the real niggas.
And after his sentencing, I'm like, well, you're not going to get out for a long time, so might as well get cracked like a walnut.
Hey, might as well. And put some water on it.
Okay, so what
type
of man was this?
He was a good man. Free my man.
He's a good man, Savannah.
Psych, cut that out.
Shout out to the niggas. Shout out to the niggas in the feds and in the state.
So he's still locked up.
Yeah, he's still locked up to this day. He doesn't get out. He sees the parole board in 2 years.
Damn. Shout out to the.
Oh, so you broke up with him after 4 months?
I wouldn't say broke up. We just had an understanding.
Oh, okay. So when he get out,
back, man.
You going right back to him when he get out?
I'm not saying I'm gonna go back. I might, you know, got something else going on, but.
Damn, man, that's crazy.
I'm gonna let him hit.
That's called
controversy. There you go.
I'll be honest,
see, there you go. I'm about to start singing These Hoes Ain't Loyal.
That's called controversy.
Shit, but nah.
He knows everything I do. He knows the men I'm with. And sometimes I be with a nigga and I answer the phone. Like, hey, you know what's on?
Real nigga.
Because if you was on the other side of the wall, you would want somebody. I would want somebody to answer the phone for me. I don't give a fuck.
No, just think of. Hey, look, just think about it, Julius. You got this girl that you really like.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to make y'all think conversations elevated real quick, but just think about this girl that you really like, right? You don't want to hold her back because you know, like, you don't know when you're going to come home.
Yeah.
And you're going to hold her back from her lifestyle. You can't allow a girl that you love to hold her back from her lifestyle.
That's the fuck you can.
But look, but listen, no, that's selfish.
Not from
that's, him. That's selfish. That's selfish. But guess what? Just think about it, though.
As you go on lockdown, I'm outside.
Just think about this, Julius. Just think about being in a cell by yourself and knowing a nigga fucking the shit out your bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's tough. If you really care about it, that's tough.
I went to jail before. I've never been to prison. Never.
I never have either. I've been in jail for a year.
Yeah, I went to jail for like 2.5 months, and he was out there fucking somebody else. I didn't find out until I got out, but.
Damn.
These niggas ain't loyal.
Yeah.
They ain't loyal, man.
Okay, so how'd you find out?
I feel like some, man. Some are.
I just knew. He told me.
Oh.
I already knew, but you know, I like set him up to tell me.
Oh, so that wasn't really your nigga because he couldn't hold it down for 2 months? Damn.
We was young. It's okay.
Hold on, Shy. Conversation's elevated. Some niggas are loyal, some niggas are not.
But I will say this. When I tell you that my commissary was looking good, money on my books, didn't have to worry about anything. Right. I didn't care.
It's called selling Suboxone.
So that's not so bad.
It's called Suboxone selling.
It's called picking your battles.
Jug season.
Because every nigga ain't shit, but you got to pick the right one.
Damn.
To be not with shit with, you know?
I feel like all of us, 100% the whole world ain't shit. Somewhere.
I know I'm not shit. I admit to my, I live in my truth. I know I'm not shit.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the shit, though.
I like her.
I live in my truth. I tell a nigga right now, listen, I will fuck your homeboy.
Damn.
I live in my truth. Don't piss me off. Don't make me mad. Don't do no disloyal shit or I will fuck your homeboy. I'll fuck your dad.
Have you done that before?
Yes, I have.
Wicked.
All right, let's hear this story.
I'm not going to say.
You don't have to say names.
Don't say names. We don't name drop, though.
Okay,
we so still heard about it.
The man that's in jail right now, I fucked his cousin.
Damn, that's deep. Shout out to.
I did.
I can't even after say that. Shout out, bro. That's.
He was going back and forth to jail. That was a problem.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, he went in there and I fucked his cousin twice. Because I found out that he was fucking his cousin's baby mama.
Some dudes don't be shit.
God damn.
You can't even.
So he might have deserved it a little bit. Loyal.
So you are. Like
he wasn't shit neither.
Getting your lick back because.
Yeah, that's super toxic. Sky. Instead of just breaking up with the man.
Why?
We did break up after he found out I fucked his cousin.
And that's the name.
So
of
why
podcast.
Not break up with him before?
Now that's the definition of women ain't shit, right?
Right.
There.
Like I said, I live in my truth.
Damn.
I'm just wondering. Okay, so after you found out that he was fucking around on you, why not just be like, "Yo, this is done.
Fuck it."
No, let
instead
me tell
of being petty,
you. I would have been off. You fucked the neighbor. Shit.
All the understand. So he went. I found this out before. You know, while he was in jail.
So that hurt
and
you.
Yeah, and it hurt me mentally. And I went to go fuck his cousin.
But that's not. I mean, I understand the mental. Distressing about that, but damn.
His retaliation was crazy.
Why the cousin? You must have
what
already
generation
thought he was
are
fine.
Are you millennial
or
Gen Z?
You thought the cousin was fine?
A little bit.
See, that's crazy.
I still think he fine.
Damn.
He can get out tomorrow. I'll fuck him again.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
So both of the dicks was good to you?
It was.
Who was better?
Hey, you crazy. Hey, he a lucky nigga. I'll be on your helmet.
I told him we should have a threesome with your cousin.
Wow, that's not a threesome.
Oh, well.
That's a train.
Choo-choo, motherfucker. Both of y'all got some good dick. What am I supposed to do?
Man, that's crazy.
But that was like when I was like 19.
Okay.
I'm 26 now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you grown. Because I'm saying back, look.
I mean, I still.
I'm trying to commit a murder.
Like so I said, society let women just be how they wanted to.
In shambles.
But because society has different rules for women. Because,
you know.
We just got done talking. We actually just got done talking about that, didn't we?
Because it's okay for a man to have two wives. Why can't I have two husbands? Now I'm a slut. I'm a hoe. Hey, I'm everything under the sun, but I can't have two husbands.
Wait, does Islam allow that?
Everybody don't want that?
That's a good question. Shit, let me find out.
You know, I was like, Siri.
I mean, but nowadays, women want another woman. They don't want another nigga. Some want another nigga, but a lot of women want another girlfriend.
I ain't gonna lie.
Okay,
what
so
about the ones who are not bisexual?
Shout out to the ones that's not bisexual. They want they strictly dickly.
Cause you date a bisexual woman if you weren't with her?
I have dated a couple bisexual women.
And how did you like that?
It was cool until the girls I kept. She like okay. So the okay story time with JoJo real quick. It was a girl I used to talk to. I liked it at the point of time, but every time she asked me, she's like, "Did you fuck that bitch? Did you fuck that bitch?" And I'm honest. I'm like, "Hell yeah, I fucked that bitch. Like, yeah, I did. Did her down bad." And then she was just like, "I bet." And then when you see her in a room kissing her, you be like, "Damn, the girl that I'm with wants to fuck the bitch that I used to fuck. Like, she wants to have the same thing I had."
It like was threesome different. Or without you?
No, when I caught her slipping in the bathroom, making out with the bitch that I told her I fucked.
That sounds kind of sexy. I'm not.
It was kind of sexy. I was looking for a minute, but then I was like, damn, this bitch sneaky as fuck.
Like, bitch, you did sneak off.
She snuck off. She didn't say, JoJo, come here, let's do this. Bitch, you go sneak behind me like, nah, I can't trust you no more. Now I'm sleeping with one eye open.
Got that cat eye open.
See, for me, I don't think I could do that because... On some real shit, I feel like there's always going to be a part of her sexuality that I can't satisfy.
Man, you got to make it spontaneous.
Let me,
we got two women in here now, Julius. Let's hear about
this. Let me say this. Women give the most best head in the world. That's all I'm going to say. Like, don't get me wrong. I done met some eaters, but the women, I'd be like, bitch, come here. I see why that nigga like you.
They satisfy your emotional needs. Damn. They know what you want.
You hear that?
I see women relationships, and I'm bisexual too. But
Shout out to my baby.
If I get married to a woman,
I
don't think I'll ever date a man again.
Me
that's
either.
How it
ever.
Be.
Actually, I will say this: I've fucked with other
hold
girls.
On, watch your damn mouth.
I'm sorry.
I don't plan on dating a woman.
My bad.
I was talking to her.
Oh, okay. I'm like, my bad.
I had to check that real quick. She tweaking.
I've dated a woman before, and I'm not going to lie, it's kind of, when the emotions get there and we all get mad and time of the month and everything, it's like, go over there. I need some dick right now. You can go over there and be a woman.
Damn.
For real.
That's, hey, that's deep because what about the women that can't do that?
Well,
a lot of women don't have that willpower to do that. A lot of women just stay in a boring-ass girl-on-girl relationship.
That's crazy. I would never.
Okay, what do you think about two lesbians being together, having threesomes with men? Ooh,
I like that's lit. That. I would love to be a unicorn in their relationship.
Damn. She said, hey, shout out to Tiana. She said she feel that. Okay, you should feel that. But that's deep. I ain't never heard deep. I never heard of no shit like that before, shawty.
Damn, I wish my co-host
that's like
Elise
some
was here.
HBO movie her. Shit.
That's some scary. Yeah.
Like some Netflix series. Hey,
that's scary.
Shit.
That shit lit as fuck.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't want to fuck with
I'd
them.
I'd be scared of them.
I wouldn't want to fuck with them.
I would.
I'll be scared, too.
What you
too.
Bitches motive? What the fuck?
I can't fuck with them only because, like, shit, if y'all willing to fuck these dusty-ass niggas, y'all can... I'm Gucci.
Right.
Y'all can have it. They might look good. I might look... But I ain't touch it.
It's like the apple.
Like, what you want?
I'm scared. I'm scared a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Just a little bit.
For real, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll take them to the hospital, and then if they clean, we can definitely get it on, though. No kidding.
Let me get that mic check real quick.
Oh, real, real.
Got a test. Got to make sure. No kidding. Okay, so before we started recording, you had something to say about Colorado, man.
Oh, my God.
Because every bitch nowadays hates Denver, man. They got so much to say.
I wouldn't say I hate them, but with me traveling, it's, you know, I would say, honestly, Southern, like, men down south are the best. You know, they give hospitality.
Yes.
They do. I'm not going
to
lie. They show their women don't, you know. What they call them? They old ladies. Ain't that what it's called?
Old lady.
I ain't never been a nigga old lady. Like,
that's my old lady right now.
I don't want to be your bitch or girl. I'm going to be old lady.
Old lady.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. Last night, no shade. I ain't even going to throw no names out there. Is the reason why I do not live here no more, because Colorado men, like, why are y'all just sitting outside the section? It's all type of women right here. You don't want to, as a gentleman, you don't want to be like, hey, you know, like, what y'all got going on? I'll match you a bottle. I'm not saying like, oh, just go ahead and splurge on the section, but like, you know, y'all see some beautiful women, y'all want to talk to us, like, hey, you know, get our attention instead of what can, real you know, shit. Like, just some weird shit. Like,
yeah. So what, there was a group of men in a section?
No, it was me and my homegirls in the section. It was the group of men outside of us, and they're just acting like thirsty ass women.
Oh, like they were trying to talk to you and get
like,
some
get
of your drinks. And...
Yeah, like get the fuck on.
Can I have some of your drinks?
That's kind
of
weird.
That's why I'm saying Colorado men. Yeah.
I always end up arguing with Colorado men.
Always.
Every time
the
I go
sassiest.
To the, club.
The sassiest.
So sassy.
So sassy. I You're like, mad because I don't want you to pull on my arm disrespectfully and I don't want to talk to you?
They're so entitled. They'd be like, they'll buy you a drink and be like, so what
so
you gonna
up?
Do for me?
Like, you can have this drink bag, baby. It
Bitch,
was only $10.
You this money back. That will cash.
You're supposed to at least give him a hand job under the bar. What the fuck?
No, Chrome Color I'm Jones.
Shit.
No, I'm good.
Show him some love.
You want me to buy you flowers and take... Don't get me wrong. I'll take a man on a date. But you want to buy you flowers?
Actually,
I've never seen so many Colorado men getting dropped off by the girlfriends.
No, for real.
Until I moved
driving
here.
Baby mama's cars and everything.
They oh, come on. You know that happens everywhere. Don't do that. Don't do that.
But
it's
here,
an epidemic in Colorado.
I was going to say, here is stuff in the water. Stuff in the water.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I can't defend y'all Colorado niggas because I ain't from here. So
like Colorado,
I ain't got nothing
man,
to say.
It's just like
living with women.
I ain't got nothing
okay,
to say.
Okay, so have you seen this new trend of
I got my own
men living in their soft life, quote unquote?
I'm not. Okay, so
I ain't never heard of no shit like that. That's
I'm
crazy.
Not saying a man cannot express himself and, you know, be soft, show a softer side. My man shows his softer side a lot,
as
you know, in the street.
How?
As he should.
You know, his love language is touching.
Okay.
Physical touch. You know, we just be laying in the bed. He'll just, like, dang, babe, I'm over here trying to play my Monopoly game. You're just,
up
you know?
On you?
Yeah, but...
I mean, that's what you're supposed
but
to
But I like it. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
You're soft.
I'm about to say,
you know,
a man
like,
can't
I
touch
like
his
that.
Woman.
I
shit.
Love it,
he
baby.
Better shit.
A man can be a man and he can be human. However, to be sassy and entitled is a different
It's
story.
Different being a man and just being another nigga.
You heard what she said? You heard what they said?
This is a difference, big difference between a man
now,
and a nigga.
If you broke and you don't want to do that, just say that, hey, I'm broke right now, but hey, next time I got you.
And that's okay. Cause,
and
you
be
know,
honest.
next time.
But to be like, you need to suck my dick under the table because I bought you a drink is crazy.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, duh. It's customary.
Who are you talking to, nigga?
It's crazy. And on top of that, I don't know if everybody been to a lobby before, but they do give out drink tickets where you buy one, get one, you know? So it's like, I could get my own drink.
Get it in where you fit
what
in.
What the fuck? I'm a lady. We can split. Ladies night. No. We drink free at ladies night. So it's like, what do I even need to get this drink from you for? And you want a little...
And don't be ugly.
Shit.
And don't be ugly. Please. You're trying to take all my time. And
please do not be ugly. Oh, my please. Goodness.
Now you know.
Do not be ugly. I'm just saying. Please. Not even, don't there's play.
Okay, so what if you thought the man was attractive and he was acting like that in the club? Would you go for it? You wouldn't give him a pass?
No.
Don't let him be light-skinned.
Oh, now I'm really flaming your ass up. You're trying to be more sassy than me?
White skin and you acting like that? Yeah.
Come on, Nicki Minaj. Let's go.
Look, Nicki.
Come on.
Speaking of. Shake that ass. So I got this clip.
Hey, y'all, my inbox with all the good morning, the hey, handsome, the how you doing.
Never mind.
Just send the money. Drizzle, drizzle. Just send the money. It's not that hard. Drizzle, drizzle. I mean, my best case scenario, I open up, you probably won't take me somewhere to like, what, Cheesecake Factory? Drizzle, drizzle. Are you out your mind? My Burberry cologne costs $250. My hair do $200. The girl who do it use salon quality products. It's $90 a bottle. Shampoo and conditioner. My beard oil, Maruca honey, tea tree oil, and lemon extract. It's $30 a bottle, head to toe, and vegan organic coconut oil. It's $40 a bottle. My shoes, Balenciaga, they cost me $950. I'm stepping out of Miri, baby. This is not Sheen. This ain't Fashion Nova. This ain't City Trends. This how I'm coming. And you want me to step out with you for free? Drizzle, drizzle. Just send the money, drizzle, drizzle. It's giving broke, drizzle, drizzle. It's giving you don't know how to treat a real man. Drizzle, drizzle. It's giving you need to go back to the drawing board and learn something from your mammy and them. Drizzle, drizzle.
Okay.
Look, stay out my inbox.
Just go ahead and pause that. Let me say this. He sounds like a pimp. Okay? Let's start there.
Damn. Can I back you up on that? So, look. I ain't gonna say he a pimp. I'm gonna just say, like, it's a lot of niggas out here that just be doing too much. That's doing too much right there because, man.
And then he talking about.
I feel like some. Okay, so I feel like some man be taking on women traits. That's a. I feel like he got. I feel like he have a few women traits. And what he was saying, like, oh yeah, you can't talk to me unless. Yo, cologne, what, nigga?
Unless you buy me, yeah, you basically like, say, pay me, bitch.
Like, what happened to the niggas, what happened to the men that really respect women? That's, like, shout out to the women, man. Dead. Fuck, these
the
niggas
men
lame.
Men that really respect women.
God. Okay, so, and that's what I was finna ask is, what's the difference between that guy and what he's saying? You calling him a pimp and a dude being sassy. And he was light-skinned, too, so what?
Damn, I can't say nothing.
So let me say this.
Just because you know how to do the pimp persona?
Not even that. You're coming off aggressive. I don't like aggressive men. That shows us.
What?
Hold on. Let me say this. The way he's talking sounds like he'll fuck around and call you a bitch if you don't buy him something. Or he'll act like, you know, a female, throw a little tantrum. Oh, bitch, you can't. Listen, I spoil my man. You can have whatever under the sun, baby. You ain't even got to ask for it. Before you to sit here and tell me what you want me to do. And you're supposed to be the man, the provider.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
There's men who hate women.
They do.
And he sound like one of
them. He's a man. He hates women.
He does. He sound like one that actually never was even raised.
He sounds like he dates white women.
And he might.
Because only a white woman's going to listen to some shit like that. Because you're not going to come at me like that.
You don't have no respect for a woman.
At all.
Shit. He was never even raised in a black household. He don't look like that.
He's mixed. He got good hair. Hair longer than mine.
Yeah, what do you think he was? Like Asian or something?
White.
Mm-hmm. Take his ass down south. He might come up missing.
Shit, sometimes you can't
tell.
The
sad part about all that is he don't have to like women because bitches still going to fuck him.
They is be just
which
because.
Is crazy.
Because they just don't understand.
It was a $200 hairstyle. Like, baby, you have two braids and locks at the end of them. I could do that now for $30.
Nah, girl that bought my
so literally, okay, so I guess the soft guy era is the idea that men in, the idea men in their soft guy era want to find a high value woman who could take care of them in ridiculous ways. It's a response to the soft girl era of last year. It mocks videos in which women demand ridiculous things from men. It twists the mnemonic device from YouTuber Letitia, what was it, Potter? Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Oh, I love her. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
And it's a subdivision of the alpha male content. You don't think he was an alpha man?
Alpha is a man, though, right?
And let me go back. I'm sorry for y'all. I keep bringing my man up. My man is an alpha. He doesn't have to sit there and tell me, oh, I need this, I need that, you got to do this, you got to do that. It's his behavior. Like I said, men are providers. If you're showing me that you could provide for me, you could protect me like my father, I have no problem doing whatever. Under the sun.
Amen.
Under the sun. I cook for you, clean for you. We could have a threesome every night if you want to. But you have to be that man, not that nigga.
Cap, you're not giving no nigga a threesome every night. Every night.
I like pussy.
Every night.
Every night. Let's do it.
You a different breed.
Let's do it.
We're
young.
Breed. Hey, protect this woman at all costs.
We're young. Why not? Let's have fun. Why the fuck not?
Hey.
We could die tomorrow.
To each his own. Shit, ain't no wrong.
We out here dying young. We could die tomorrow. Let's not live it up. Why not?
There you go. Love it. I love it. Please, please keep doing that.
It's easy for her to say because she likes men. Just like it's easy for men to say how they would love women because they like women. It just makes a difference if you like the opposite gender, you know?
Yeah, I guess. All right. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that.
I will.
Okay, so JoJo has said something about your profession. What do you do?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Tell them what you do, Scott.
First of all, what did JoJo say I do?
Damn!
What did you tell the people I did?
Honestly, I told...
Honestly.
Oh, my God, Scott, she's an entertainer. That's all. Okay, that's all I got to say. Okay. I would never down talk nobody. I ain't one of them people. And I gave Scott up like a star. You know? I'd be like, boom, this is my dog right here. This is my nigga. Right here for shit show.
So right now, I'm being completely honest with you guys. Right now I am kind of taking a step back and I'm trying to open my own boutique. Because I stopped entertaining a lot because my man was not okay with that.
Ooh, let's. Can we?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We really need. Hey, look, honestly, Julius, on this podcast, you have to discuss about entertainment and about being in a relationship while doing entertainment and being in a relationship while doing OnlyFans. This is so important because we should combine them because this is serious.
So, how long were you an entertainer?
4 years.
4 years, and then when did you get in your relationship?
I got in my relationship at like the end of October.
Oh, so this is fairly new.
Yeah,
fairly
fresh.
And then all of a sudden your man's like, no,
and no
I don't
BS.
Want you doing
everybody
that.
Seeing this, yes, I do have a man, so please stay out my inbox. Thank you.
Right, y'all heard what she said.
For real.
Unless she's trying to cheat, and then
he's stupid.
And then the DMs are open.
That's another conversation. So I did stop entertaining because my man, he is in the industry. He's in the music industry. Y'all heard of O3 Greedo? Y'all know who O3 Greedo is?
Yeah.
So my man had made a couple beats for him, like producer, you know. His name is really big, and I didn't think that his name was that big until I Googled it.
What's his name?
His name is Beat Boy. Shout out to you, Bae.
Beat Boy?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look him up.
Hold
I don't
on,
know
Beat
too many
Boy,
producers.
Beat Boy.
He make beats, don't he?
Yes.
He got dreads?
No.
Oh, damn. I don't know. Well, shout out to Beat Boy. Whoever you is, he sound like he hard.
Lay you back. But we actually had a conversation. It was a deep conversation. He was like, I'm in the industry. I don't need my woman to be out here where everybody sees. Granted, that's what you did, but if we're going to be in a relationship, it cannot continue to happen. I can't bring you around nobody and you're out here doing OnlyFans because now niggas know you because they seen you on OnlyFans.
Ooh,
they
shit.
Seen you in the club.
Damn.
And
so
right,
for his ego.
Yeah. So for, and especially right now, we're in the process of trying to get my porno removed because his name is just so big and I don't want to embarrass him like that.
Interesting.
Damn.
And I'm doing these things because he's a provider. He is a man. He is an alpha.
Damn,
I'm not going to go against the grain for shit that's fucking my life up.
Damn, Scott, that hit different. I swear to God.
I'm not.
Shout
he's
out
a good
to,
man.
Shout out to Beast.
my man.
Shout out to Beast again because shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I mean, I can understand that because, you know, that's a large narrative is men will meet these type of women because, you know, they're highly desired. They lust after them so much. And
absolutely.
Then they lock them down
obsession.
And they want them to just switch like that.
Right.
And they're like, yo, this
and
is who I was.
And I also told him.
And the money.
Right. And
for
I also
a nigga
told
to make
him.
A, What?
Because you said he's a provider.
Yeah. Right, so he getting that bag,
so
in other words.
So does that make a difference?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. So if he wasn't rich...
We know he ain't rich. Fuck that. But it's not even about being rich. Like, if you a man, you gonna be a provider the right way.
I was gonna say, he doesn't, like, don't get me wrong, financially it's there, but it's mentally, it's emotionally, it's physically. I've shared with him traumas in my life, and he's, you know, most guys be like, oh, that's weird, and you know, like, well, you shouldn't have did this. What did that man do to you? You know how men be when they be, you know, you tell them, like, well, he hit me. Well, what did you do to him? The fuck you mean? Man, what did I do?
Yeah, that's
the hell crazy. Do you mean? Like, yeah. What do you mean? What did I do? So, you know, yeah, it's my man. I love him.
Shout out.
Be there.
Shout out to all the good men who provide.
Because it's hard. And he's 30 with no kids. No shade to the ones who do.
See, there you go with that bullshit.
But I can't. I'm sorry. With experiences, I can't deal with the baby mom, the drama.
Well, do you have kids?
No, I do not.
See? So you don't understand. That is fair, but... Shout out to the niggas that do have
they
kids.
They own God. Shout out to the ones that
we
do.
We can put down the most.
Shout out to baby dads.
I'm about to say, I feel like women with kids get put down more than men with kids.
Oh, yes. Speak on.
Well, so it's the thing of the people with kids have the drama, and the people that don't have kids have whack dick and whack coochie.
Okay, hold on, wait a minute.
Damn,
that's how we labeled it. I ain't gonna say it's true.
I'm about to say that's what you wrote wrong with.
I ain't gonna say it's true, but that's how it was labeled. That's how people label it.
Like, especially because not you, but a lot of you motherfuckers, you just slipped
absolutely.
Up and forgot to put the condom on.
I've had men tell me a lot, like, oh, you must, you know, they'll ask me, do you have kids? I'm like, no. Well, you must be whacking bad. This no. You ever thought because I want to be successful before I start bringing these children into this life?
It was fucked up. I've said that about women, like, with kids. At least you know her pussy works.
Real shit. You see how much fucking formula is?
Hey. The fuck? $25.
I have a kid, though. Without so tax. Many dudes that are so willing to, like, make you a baby mama.
Men tell me
it's
almost
just,
every
it's
day.
It's disgusting.
Almost
well,
every
yeah,
because
they don't...
I just want a piece of
Well, actually, that narrative has changed. They do take care of their children now.
I've had a guy supposedly. Tell me he will only want to have kids with me so they could have my eyes.
That's a demon.
Clearly you haven't been threat. In science class, because if you have darker brown eyes, that would dominate you. Who's to say that your kids would come out with my eyes? Now we're just having kids because you want to come with those eyes. Hey, now you're just nutting me for no reason.
I ain't gonna capture you stuck with me some shit. Let's rewind like 5 minutes back. How can a man really make you give up the financial stability that you had independently? Make you like not want to do that shit. Like, what type of love is that?
Yeah,
shit, that's deep. Like, I really wanted to touch on that, like, because I'm deep into that. Like, I'm into that shit. So I really want to know, like, what's happening. Like, it take a real strong, willing black man to like make a woman like give it up. And even if they think about giving it up, you're like, damn.
Yeah, it takes a rich man.
Not even rich.
Mentally, he could be rich.
I feel like it
mentally.
Has to make sense. It not does. Even all that. It just it has to make sense.
And then on top of that, he
that
also
nigga
told,
need money.
Not even no.
Rich.
Like, yeah, he gotta have
stop lying.
A little bit, okay. You got okay. You the finances
you
do have to
a lot
be
of
there,
money.
But you know you gotta water my garden. You just don't have to, you know.
She's just got a need for nothing.
I'm not gonna put our business out there, but it was a situation that happened to us last month. Fucked up, and that really tested our relationship. Am I gonna leave? Just because you're going through this, where am I going to stay? We thugged it out. We was eating Louisiana chicken for 3 weeks straight.
Real nigga.
$14 meal for two.
Ain't even nothing wrong
we shared
with
that motherfucker. Sure did.
Hey, we know about the struggle, though. Sometimes you got to go through the struggle to get
absolutely.
Through a brighter life.
If y'all struggling... Just make sure struggle that man
together.
Treats you right. Don't be struggling with
Don't,
a man that's not
absolutely.
Treating
Do not
right.
be
Let's
struggling with a man that cannot... Do nothing for you
nothing.
At all.
Not even make you smile. Like, man, I'm finna go to sleep mad than the fuck.
Mad
like,
than the motherfucker.
And it's crazy though, because I watch too many Lifetime movies growing up. So.
And he also told me to figure out what I want to do so he can invest in it. Whatever I want to do. Whatever I want to do. If I want to scoop ice cream for the rest of my life, he'll invest in it.
Real nigga.
It's all right.
That's what a husband's supposed. That's what a husband's supposed to do.
We in the process of that.
I know. Shout out to the.
Oh shit! Come on.
We in the process of that.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the married people out there.
Right.
Need some advice.
I got a promise
start
ring.
Talking more.
I'm like, thank I got you. A promise ring. We getting the levels, you know.
A promise ring.
Yeah.
Promise. But not an engagement ring.
We're getting there. Baby steps. You got to crawl before you walk. You can't just jump into the engagement. People be married for 30 years, don't even know who the fuck they married.
Oh, let's talk about that, though. Because that's a double-sworded situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So let's speak on people that had been in relationships for a short period of time and still had a long relationship compared to the people that had known each other for years. Exactly. And those years of knowing each other, they still end up being divorced and separated compared to, I ain't gonna lie, it was this couple I met, bro. It was weird, bro. I was growing up, I seen this couple. This dude was a truck driver. I ain't gonna say his name, but he was a truck driver. He met this woman truck driving, and they didn't know each other for like, damn, 6 months. They was only like knowing each other for like a week or two. He married her. He went out and told me and my uncle. He was like, I love this woman. Like, this woman is different. I want to marry her. And he married her. Didn't really know too much about her, but he's so strong-minded on, and it's all about a made-up mind. It's just like being in church. You got to have a made-up mind that you want to do this, like, yeah. Real talk. And he had a made-up mind, and no cap, to this day, my uncle reached out to me. He was like, JoJo, I see you doing good on your podcast. I was like, hey, I meant to ask you, how is your boy doing? He was like, man, they still married. They still happy and shit. They was only known each other for like a couple of weeks. And then you know people that have been knowing each other for like 20, 30 years. You'd be like, how they doing? Oh, they going through a divorce. Absolutely. Oh, he cheated. I'd be like, fuck. What's like, that's a double-sorted situation.
They wasn't
situation.
Giving out threesomes. That's why they divorced.
Hey.
A threesome doesn't keep a relationship.
It don't.
I think it matters if you date your partner. If you continue to like date them and keep the spark and pursue. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I got her. I'm good.
And they're just
and
content.
She
right
going
there.
To work every day, and this man in the suited and booted and making her laugh, and you just at home playing video games, not paying attention. I've heard
work husband.
You gotta build that. A lot of men don't understand. Like, same how you met her, same how you keep her. Like, a lot of men will try to do their best to get the girl, and then when they get in a relationship with her, they fall off. They don't cook. They're not cooking for her. They're not rubbing her back. They're not talking to her. Like, hey, how's your day today? How's your mental?
Absolutely.
They're not interacting with the kids. Like. Niggas fall off because they feel too comfortable. Too many niggas be too comfortable in their relationships and don't know that a next nigga might take your bitch.
Hell yeah.
You gotta
shout out to niggas
you gotta
that
be
take
firm on
bitches.
That. You gotta be firm on that.
I'm not one of them.
Shout out to the risk taker.
I feel like a lot of people, too, they marry people they don't like. They marry them because it's the right
facts.
Thing to do.
Yeah. Or their parents push them into it.
If you marry somebody you like, that's my dog.
That's my nigga for that's real. Like, nigga. You married your best friend.
That's
different.
That's big in, like, other communities, right? Like, mm-hmm. they do it for the family or religious reasons and stuff. And their marriages seem to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, here's my thing. How bad can one person really be? Like, even if you did have to marry somebody for those type of reasons, like, are they really that shitty of a person? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not marrying.
Sometimes people make it seem like, no, there's only two people in the world that I could be a soulmate with. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
my soulmate might be a woman. Who knows?
See,
all that.
I don't
and I'm
know
out here
that.
Sucking dick.
That's crazy because I just believe.
You should.
I just believe in one thing, Adam and Eve. So like, shit, that's how. I just feel like a woman married another woman is just not satisfying to them. They might think it is at that moment, but later on down the line.
Damn, that's toxic.
Well, I know who not to invite to my wedding.
Right.
The fuck?
I'm going to still come.
That's toxic.
I know who not to invite.
I got a cousin.
Damn.
I got a cousin that tries to fuck lesbians because he doesn't fully like respect lesbian relationships. He thinks that they...
It's a joke.
Like all women
I'm gonna fuck
want
the shit out of her
dick.
Because I know she like coochie.
Some women do not want dick because of traumas and shit that goes on in their life when they're young.
Facts.
Because there was a moment in time where I didn't want to have sex when I was like 16 years old.
Yep,
I didn't
want to
have sex
abused.
At all.
Well, you were 16 though.
I was 16 and somebody did something to me and I'm like, oh, if this is how men operate, I'm good. I don't want it.
Damn, I'm sorry for that.
You know.
When did you lose your virginity though?
When I was 17.
When you were 7. Okay. Which is... Around the time that most people do. I'm about to say, when you're a teenager...
I had strict parents. I couldn't go out and have sex. I had to sneak out.
I had strict parents.
I had to sneak out.
So respectfully, how'd you get there?
To sneak out the house?
Nah, like, well, what you're doing.
I'm like, I opened the window. I was out that motherfucker.
Well, how'd you get in this entertainment?
Dancing, I had a friend, she was dancing, and I used to ask her all the time, where you getting all this money at? She told me she worked at a restaurant. Girl, they're not paying you in ones in that paycheck. Be for real. You can be honest with me, it's a safe place. So she was like, yeah, I'm a dancer. I'm like, okay, well, let me see what I can go do. And I did it, and I was doing it.
Hell yeah. For how many years?
4 years. Now, the other side of the entertainment that I was doing, somebody introduced me to that, a man.
A man?
Yes.
What, he's just like, yo, I want to fuck you and let me record it too?
No. Oh, no.
That's wild. Wicked.
Fucking wicked. No, he was like, you know, it's a thing called OnlyFans. You know, girls is making money off of there. I'm like, well, how much are they making?
Yeah. Right.
He's like, it all depends. I'm like, on what?
Mm. On what you post.
On what you post, what you do, your content, all that. I'm like, well, let me try it. I mean, it was cool. I don't really like OnlyFans. I feel like they should use an app, because who the fuck's going to remember to... Well, if you're really on it like that every day, who the fuck's going to remember to go on the website and really log in and post some shit, unless you're really on that?
Thank you.
All right.
I work off of apps. I do.
So what you be doing on OnlyFans? Like, what thing specifically?
He's so you nosy.
What you over here being messy for?
So this is a podcast.
This is a podcast. We don't have no filter on this motherfucker.
Well,
speak your piece.
I've done girl on girl. I've had videos by myself. A lot of men that I used to have sex with. You know, I'd be like, hey, I got an OnlyFans.
So it's just kind of everything. You getting piped, you eating pussy.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
How much you be charging though?
Cause my shit was $40.
$40 a month?
She hit the bar.
Yeah, you fucking crazy.
I'm not doing bar. No $5.
Yeah,
I would have said 50.
I done seen some $5 OnlyFans.
I would have said 50 to see this pussy beat some down.
I started off on 20, and then I just, every year I was just crazy.
So you got $40 pussy, not $5 pussy.
No, I don't have $40 pussy.
I mean,
you
apparently.
You can make more money on Snapchat, though.
Hey, Snapchat,
don't say it like that.
You can finesse on Snapchat.
And then it was the other side of the entertainment that I was doing. Yeah, got introduced with that by me.
Damn. Yeah. So it sounds like
so you got a couple pimps, right?
Yeah, basically.
Know you, no. Hold on. Like, you ain't got to say that shit, but on some real nigga shit, a real nigga.
I was
know.
Trying to filter it out, but yeah.
You
got men to think.
That's your industry.
To thank for your success.
I wouldn't say I thank them, but you know, I gave y'all a little bit of credit.
A little bit of credit. Come on,
a little bit.
Because I'm not gonna be one of them women. I don't need no man.
I'm not, and I'm absolutely not. I'm not one of them women. I'm just saying, for you to sit here and call yourself a pimp, you're not really doing shit for me. But you're taking the money and buying me shit.
Did you ever have a manager for OnlyFans? Because you know how some guys do that. That's actually not a bad bad gig.
That is not a bad
idea.
Don't think too hard, babe.
Hey, baby. Hey, we are.
I was an independent contractor.
We are our own man.
Damn, that's smart.
Absolutely.
I've thought, like, low-key, if it doesn't work out with my job, God forbid, any type of way, I might start selling dick.
I ain't going to catch you. If I go to OnlyFans, bro, I'm going to be famous.
You'll be surprised how many men are famous because of OnlyFans.
Man, I ain't going to catch you. I'll be
only
famous.
Thing, I would have to not
but I won't
pay
do
attention
it.
To who the people are that are buying my subscriptions, because I've heard with men it's still a lot, like mostly men.
Yeah, and that's
for most of them.
Are you okay with another man sending
buying
you,
like, you right subscribing?
And see, that's my thing.
That's
like,
the real question.
Subscribing to your OnlyFans.
Exactly.
I feel
don't
like
want
the
that
subscribe
shit.
The subscription I part. I just have to block it out and not think about it.
You can't
it.
Help it, because guess what? Once your dick is out there, you got niggas that's gay that's gonna come pop at you, bro. It's just what it is. That's
you
just
want
$100 life.
$100 wiggling your dingling in the mirror. Yeah.
This what you sign up
see,
for?
And that's why I feel like it's a slippery slope, because. Next thing you know, you're going to be doing all kinds of shit, sending all kinds of shit to your fans who are probably niggas, and next thing you know, niggas be gay for pay.
I have a lot of niggas on Twitter, and I've seen a lot of straight men that do OnlyFans that share gay porn.
And it's I won't. Weird. That's crazy.
I don't think they're.
You straight. Can't be straight sharing gay porn. That's just not real.
So least,
now it's like,
at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Buy or something.
It ain't no little. That's
you think
all.
About it. You think about it.
You shouldn't even think about that
shit.
I'm just
saying that's the industry. You can get sucked into that shit.
You
real
sure
quick.
Can.
It's all around you. It's a
they
lot of
they put a
temptation.
Bag in your face that you a certain
they
amount of money
bag.
You've never touched before is just gonna.
They put in a bag.
They put
yeah,
clout.
They put
absolutely.
Then you at the right places at the right time.
They tweaking.
And especially because you say you live in LA.
I never sell my soul.
So that's, yeah.
LA is a different motherfucking place. Let me say
I
that.
I never sell my soul.
Going to clubs and seeing like the celebrities, like real life, it's a different
lifestyle.
Fucking, it's a different motherfucking story.
Okay, so you said clubs. What clubs you be going to?
My favorite club to go to is a strip club called Crazy Girls. I love Crazy Girls.
Crazy
Girls. I like PTs. I'm sorry.
I like PTs. I like PTs before they fired the black women.
And they still got black women in there. But shout out to PTs because I ain't going to lie. Since I moved to Colorado.
I seen they had hookah in there.
Hey, shout out to PTs.
They got hookah in there now.
Since I moved to Colorado, that's the hardest.
I'm not gonna lie. Shout out to my home club.
Yep. Go ahead.
Ex home club.
Take my dog back though.
Y'all should.
She got a bag. She used to get a bag in there, man. Y'all take my dog back, Scott, man.
My man, I'll be single before the sun comes.
Oh, never mind. My fault. Hey, shout out.
Before the sun even hit, I'll be single.
She ain't even trying to fuck with that shit no more, man. My fault. Retirement. We getting too old for that shit.
TT knees hurt.
I got a private dancer, PTs. I didn't know if she was just good at her job or if she really liked me.
What'd she do up in there?
I think she was good at your job.
She was good at her job. What was she doing in there?
She had a mega knees.
She was trying to get me to do more than what I was trying to do. I was just trying to sit, get a dance. She was like, no, I want you to touch me. I want you to feel me.
I've done dances like that before. Okay. Being an entertainer, And honestly, I would preferably like to dance on the women when they come in a strip club because the men are too touchy. Relax, chill. Women are cool. Girl, come here.
No,
see your hand.
No cap. I'm a statue. I'm going to stand there.
Men are just too touchy.
She's trying to give me
just say you like women.
I do like women, okay?
Everybody like women.
I love me a good bitch.
Shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good nasty bitch, too.
Just filthy nasty. Yeah.
Speaking of nasty bitches.
Bitches that lick ass and everything.
Have you ever had a dude offer you to like eat your ass straight out the strip club and shit like that?
Absolutely. Because
I'll be hearing shit like that happen.
I've had guys ask me to suck my toes in the strip club after a long motherfucking hour.
Did you let them?
No comment. It was a good night.
Would you say if they give you money or what?
No comment. It was a good, just know I left with that motherfucker with some money.
Okay, there you go.
I be hearing nice some stories, too. Though. You ever asked to get, to throw up on somebody or pee on them?
Let me say this. With me being in the sex working game, fuck an industry, okay. Sex work, you get a lot of different fucking requests. You get some crazy-ass requests. You absolutely do.
That's wild. That's already, man, I ain't going to lie to you. I used to have this homegirl back at home when I was in Alabama, and I went with her on this trip, and the request that the nigga asked.
You wish you
would
have never went, huh?
No, I was outside the room. I was strapped up. No cap. She like, JoJo, stay right here. I'm over here clutching. Just in case I hear some yelling, I'm busting through the door. She came through the door. She was like, man, Joe, he ain't want shit. He wanted me to goddamn use my feet and jack that nigga off. I was like, damn, that
foot
nigga.
Job.
I said, you bad as fuck. And he wanted you to jack off with your toes?
I swear, that nigga be weirdest. Crazy shit. I've had, like, weird ass. Okay, let me tell y'all something. Story time with Sky. The most weird, outrageous shit that I've ever had was a man told me that he was attracted to little kids, and that scared me.
Yo,
that made my
as a child in the room. Come on.
Kids.
You didn't find out who he was?
Did you report him?
I absolutely did. I didn't even want to keep on going. You. I left the room. I was in Las Vegas. I was in Harris. Swear to God, I remember it like yesterday. He's like, spend some money. Hey, okay, I'm going upstairs with you. You're a white man that just won some money. I've been sitting here watching you all night.
Ka-ching.
Let's go.
There you go.
I don't like that.
He gave me that $2,000. We went upstairs. He gets to talking about some, what do you feel about kids? What do you mean, how I feel about kids? They cool. I mean, they bad as fuck sometimes, but they cool. He's like, no, sexually. Oh, no, baby, we got to go. We could go ahead and wrap this up. I'm cool. That made my skin crawl. Went downstairs, I reported them. I gave him the room number. I gave him his name. I don't even know if that was his real name, but I gave it to him.
I ain't gonna.
Damn, you did the Lord's work that night.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Shout out to doing the Lord's
and
work.
And I left my $2,000.
Man, that nigga need to be put under the fucking jail. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Under the jail.
I think the weirdest thing I got asked was like a video of me pooping. And I was like, I don't want that in my home.
That's crazy.
Absolutely not.
I've had
a man wanted me to shit on him before.
That's wild.
Oh, God.
That nigga is filthy.
But you, like, they have, they, the men that have those crazy, sick-ass fantasies be the ones that pay the top dollar.
So would you? Did you do
money
it?
Money don't control money.
Hell yeah, shit it on him.
Oh damn. So what did you have to eat
how
before?
Can you face yourself?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, and then you just say, "Yo, just give me like 8 hours or something."
Yeah, let it.
Because I'm just like,
but it makes in my stomach a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I got a question.
Because I can't shit on command personally. I'm like, what?
It takes a minute.
That's what I meant to say. Like, hold on, how can you feel so comfortable?
Because you're a white man. Do you not understand what the fuck they did to us in slavery? I'm going to shit all over you.
I was just going to say, this is the fuck.
I'm going to shit all
so
over you.
So if it was a black man, could you do it?
I would look at you sideways. Because are you okay?
You should have told him to put on his face.
You feel
and
me?
Took a picture and be like, this is black face. No.
Now, black man, I'm going to look at you crazy. Are you okay?
That's wild.
That's crazy.
You good?
I would at least miss his chest and hit his face.
That's why I like to give the white man the muff. Like, I like to give white men their fantasy. Step on my balls, kick them, and I sure the fuck will. I sure will.
That's wild, ain't it?
I kick your ass in this
I've
room.
I always want to do that. Like, humiliate men. Like, just you piece of
what
shit
what do they call
ass.
It? A dominatrix?
Dominatrix,
yeah. Like, just talk shit and just...
The piece of shit.
Get it out of my go. System.
Just for my ancestors.
Now you know what to get her for her birthday. Get her get her one of the little suits and the whip and
oh,
shit.
Oh, no, I'm retired.
That's just, deep.
She said I'm retired.
I'm retired.
Yeah, she don't play that shit.
You're not doing that no more. This
I,
is just,
I like dominatrix. If I tie me up.
I mean, we still got
I like that.
Okay, so what type of kick do you get out of being tied up?
It's like the adrenaline. It's like the rush. Like, ooh, you're so rough, daddy. Wow. Come here. I don't know. I like being rough.
Man,
I like
what?
To be roughed up.
I think a woman need to tie niggas up more. Maybe they'll act right.
I don't tie men up because you don't know how many niggas that went to jail. Nigga get tied up, start acting weird. You know?
Nah, that's just the weird niggas. Because guess what?
But I don't like to tie my man
that.
Up anyway.
I can't do no handcuffs.
I'm about to say, I don't want to tie my man up. That's
what would
weird
you do if
me.
A girl tied you up and tickled the shit out of you?
Out of your feet.
Bro, I'm kicking that bitch out of my house.
Yeah, I would probably kick
how
her.
How you gonna kick
like,
her out? You're tied up.
Once I get loose, I'm gonna pretend like I'm cool, and then when I get loose, I'm gonna get the fuck out of my house.
I don't think I could do that.
Yes. Don't tickle me, man. That's weak.
See, I must not be that freaky, because personally, I'm not into all that other shit. I'm
you
like,
ain't gonna tie your girl
let me,
up?
Let me just dick you down. Like,
you
damn.
Ain't tie your girl up? Y'all don't do
don't
girl play?
I would
tie her up, but I can't, like, get tied up.
I feel that.
I don't get anything out of it.
I wouldn't want to tie my man
I'll
up
let, I'll let a woman tie me up. No count.
Who's that on the live? Lady Shay? Hey,
plus, on top
Lady
of that, Shay, what? You know, I don't know what she might do to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you allow a woman who you trust
absolutely.
To tie you down. Because if you allow a bitch off the streets to tie you down, she might rob you.
My cousin said he did that with some chick before. Like, she tied him up and shit, and... Next thing you know, she went in her closet and got a big old dildo and shit.
Oh, no, baby.
He was like, yo, no, I'm good. And I'm,
yeah, because
like, yo, untie me, bitch, right now. And ironically, she
got
mad at him calling her a bitch. And so, nah, I guess she untied him and shit.
He got raped by a woman.
But that will be ultimately what I'm scared of is like
I was just going to say that.
Because I'm powerless.
With your booty.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm going to be honest with you. If she did that to him, that means she felt like he was a lame. I mean, he was soft anyway. Like, a real nigga, a woman ain't gonna do that to a real
nah,
man.
Nah, I don't think so, because a lot of women, I'll be watching these clips and they claim they just like to, they just like to humiliate men like,
no way.
What's the word? Emasculate men.
That's why
yeah,
I don't
like they like to take a big old
ass.
Strong man and be like, ha, 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 I got you type shit.
So I got a question, Dan, for you.
It's a power thing.
Yeah. How do you feel about women wanting a man to hike his leg up and put over his shoulder, put over her shoulders?
Yo.
Like, I don't feel like that is manly, bro. Like,
it's
I don't know. Listen,
I'm going to
keep it 100 with you. Like, damn, I grew up in the old school era, bro. I don't know what the fuck that's like. I don't know what that's like for a woman to fuck with a nigga ass, and I don't know what it's like for a man. Hold on, for a man to put his legs up like a female.
I don't do
you
that,
trying to
but...
tell me?
Get his ass ate or what is that pose? The Amazon pose?
It ain't even about
position.
It ain't about his ass being ate. It's about the fact that you allow a woman to tell you to hike your leg up like a female. Like, just think about it. You hike your leg up like a woman.
His diabolical.
Whole time she's like, got him.
And you a man.
Right.
You supposed to be the alpha. You supposed to be what?
You're in the group chat next morning. Promise you that.
That's fucked
and
up.
And you wonder why your
see,
woman
see,
played.
See, and that's why.
You know your woman
that's
played.
What's fucked up, too, that's is crazy. Y'all bitches be opening y'all mouths telling.
Hey, now.
I know his secret.
Why would you give us a story to tell?
He know his
he's
secret.
Supposed
exactly.
To trust
right.
Yeah. No, just how
maybe
I think
I
that is lame.
Facts. Now we finna snitch on your ass.
You know, get some pussy and then go tell all his homies. I think it's lame the other way around. Like.
But
y'all trusted each other to do this in bed, so why are you Why are you going and opening your mouth afterward?
I mean, most of
who they gonna tell?
I mean, most of the time, women.
Everybody else.
Every time.
I mean, most time.
Come on now.
Most of the time, niggas get exposed by if they do some disloyal shit,
absolutely,
and a woman gonna
right
be mad as fuck.
Absolutely.
And then
tell
that's
business
toxic.
How it ain't gonna really toxic, because what if he hurt her heart? Now we finna tell that you like dildos up your ass.
Remember that night that you ate my ass?
Look, why start some? You can't finish.
Exactly.
If you know women.
You know women
worse,
petty.
And you know
right,
you do
right
things
and
better.
That's
why
yet
would you
another
start
reason
a war?
That's yet another reason not to do that.
That's why we on there play like that. If you a nigga,
not that not that I want that done, but I'm just saying, like,
if
that's yet another reason why there's so many men who are
facts.
They scared to, like, all the way
hell
be
nah
honest about what they like.
I'm
like
honest. This. I'm 103%
honest.
Though,
that has nothing to do with women, because women support a lot of homo and bi men. It's
they
men, how men
do
treat other men as to why they don't feel
I
comfortable.
I don't think they do.
It's the lies.
Because of this shit like that.
It's the
like,
lies
you
that niggas do.
But no, imagine telling your homeboys you like dick every now and then.
That's deep.
Well, let's end on a ratchet note.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I love ratchet.
I do love that ratchet.
Ratchet
shit, man. We love all that right ratchet.
So speaking of butthole.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Deep.
Pun intended.
Over regular, like, sex. Yeah, I don't want anything. Don't finger me. Don't
whoa!
Don't do anything. Just fuck my ass.
Wow,
is that weird?
It's
unusual.
Yeah.
It's like
unusual
the fastest way to get to press my button.
Really?
Yeah. Because then I just do my thing up
she
front.
She wants that orgasm.
You know?
What are you doing in the
I'm
up front?
I'm flicking my bean up front.
Okay. Are you
then
you're flicking it, though, or are you rubbing it? Because I feel like also,
not,
too, we have to not flick
it.
She's
not
out here. We have
to. She's like, hold on, I can't flick fast
thank
enough.
Thank you.
She's got tendonitis in her pointer finger. A lot of clitoral trauma going on.
I prefer.
I could agree with that. I don't like being fingered.
I just got one question.
That's wild, though. How do you get to that point where you prefer anal?
Anal's fun.
I just got one
you
question.
You said it's fun?
Damn.
What's your question?
Nah, you was finna say what you was finna say, it, Shadi.
It's fun, but is
I
it better than...
I enjoy anal. I do.
Nah, I'm finna say what
now,
I'm finna say.
Sex is good, but when you get in the butt, it's... Oh, my gosh.
I'ma just say, is she constipated in that whole conversation?
The butt play
feels damn.
The butt play be doing it for me. I like it.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm a little scared.
Different
of
strokes.
I was like,
for
what about you,
folks?
Friend? Do you like it in the butt? The only reason I'm scared of anal is because I know your booty hole don't look the same after. And
it does.
It's like you have to do a lot of like cleaning before.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of maintenance.
Man.
I mean, I don't do anal all the
traumatized
time.
Traumatized for the women who don't
do
clean.
Sometimes.
Traumatized to the women
like,
that don't clean
for a
that
fact,
booty
if
hole.
If I tried it, I would probably like it. But it's just the fact that I'm like, I don't know,
baby. We're going to stay what we're doing. We're going to stick what we're doing.
I'm fine if I never go. Like, if I never
like, get them drinks in your
but
system.
But if my husband was just like, I need this, I'd be like,
oh, so you say you saving
okay
it for your
okay
husband.
I got a question for y'all all. How do y'all feel about a man that tells his wife, I need anal? That's weird to me.
Like, he needs to put
how
it
you,
in her.
Yeah, that's you need.
That's a little different.
That is a little different. I need to.
Nah, pussy's definitely the best hole.
A need is kind of bad. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely pussy and then mouth and then probably booty off.
I don't.
Like, I guess I'm saying I could go my whole life without getting head or.
You crazy, like, man. That head is ridiculous. You play with them.
No.
Like, I can't.
What?
Nah, all I need is pussy.
We love the eaters. Like, shout out
to
all
the eaters.
Shout out to all the eaters.
Don't get me wrong.
Hey, I'm clapping for my goddamn self. I swear to God.
Clapping for all the eaters.
All the eaters.
All the eaters. Yes, sir.
So much. It takes so much effort to make a woman comfortable.
What? Honestly.
And make them legs bulk.
Yeah.
What?
Huh.
It takes a lot to eat pussy. I see why bitches suck dick.
Uh-huh. She better.
Absolutely.
She better.
Like,
eat, she better suck the
yes,
skin off that bitch.
Pussy is definitely harder than
it's
sucking
hard.
Dick.
Because it's a spot that you have to... Your dick is just...
Straightforward. I mean,
hand twist, the slobber. Okay, cool. But you have to focus on a clit.
Man, you got to focus on the balls.
Triangle, right?
You gotta
yeah,
focus
so
on
put
the
respect
balls
on men's names.
Put the respect
not
on the
every
balls.
Every man like they ball suck, though.
No, you don't got to suck on them. Just play with them hoes the right
like
way.
Like, always say that we trash in bed. Like, damn, we trying.
Try hard.
We're trying, okay? All right? That's all they ever ask you to do, fellas, that are watching or listening to this, is fucking try.
I ain't trying.
Like the fucking video, all right? We're going to keep trying because that's what real men do. They keep trying. All right?
I ain't trying.
Where can everybody find you?
Out in the streets.
In the streets. There
I'm
you
sorry,
go.
Y'all. I'm only here for a good time, not a long time.
I really don't want y'all...
Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna get off of social media for a while, so I really don't want nobody following me. I don't want no new followers. I'm trying to focus on my relationship and my business and my money and God. That's all I'm focused on right now.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Clap it up for your relationship, business, and money and God. Hell yeah.
And I'm also, we're trying to start a family next year.
Okay.
After, you know, we
shout out to the baby.
Hell yeah, gotta make sure that coochie work.
Hey, make sure you get married first. Good advice.
There you go.
Married first.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'll take whatever comes first.
Hell yeah. JoJo, where can everybody find you?
Hey, y'all, check this out. This is JoJo with Conversations Elevated. You go on Instagram, on, I think, everywhere, yo. It's Conversation Elevated with no S. Conversation _ Elevated on Instagram. Fuck with me.
Hell yeah. You already know what it is. Toxic Tangents. We
you
out.
Dig.
Toxic Tangents Podcast.